Many people may be asking today, who is Stephen Miller? We know he's the 31-year-old senior policy advisor to President Trump, who yesterday got into tussles over his false claims of voter fraud. Here's an exchange with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
You can't hold on a second. You just claimed again that there was illegal voting in New Hampshire. People bust in from the state of Massachusetts. Do you have any evidence to back
anybody,
that up?
I'm saying anybody, George, go to New Hampshire, talk to anybody who's worked in politics there for a long time. Everybody's aware of the problem in New Hampshire with respect to
I'm asking you as the White House senior
hold
on a second. I'm asking you as the White House senior policy advisor. The president made a statement saying he was the victim of voter fraud, people being bussed from Massachusetts to New Hampshire.
The president was.
Do you have any evidence?
Well, Stephen Miller did not have any evidence. Election experts say there is none. But afterwards, President Trump tweeted, "Congratulations, Stephen Miller, on representing me this morning on the various Sunday morning shows. Great job." Glenn Thrush is White House correspondent for The New York Times. He joins us by Skype. And Glenn, we know Miller was a top aide to Senator Jeff Sessions long before Sessions became attorney general. In fact, it was Miller who brought Sessions into the Trump camp early on. You spoke with congressional aides about Stephen Miller. What did they say?
Stephen Miller was best known as the guy who would spam your inbox with a ton of these bombastic clips, little mini speeches, emails from his boss that was pushing against the notion that any kind of comprehensive immigration reform is anything other than amnesty. And he was regarded really as a gadfly by a lot of his colleagues. But, you know, we're in a point in history where his version of economic populism and his vision on immigration matches so closely with the president's that he is now one of the top three or four advisors in the West Wing.
Yeah. Well, he grew up in liberal Santa Monica and turned on his parents' liberalism there, wrote an essay about his conservative views in high school called How I Changed My Left-Wing High School, because he did get them to say the Pledge of Allegiance when they weren't, went on to Duke University. But was he the author, you say how much immigration means to him, was he the author of President Trump's bans on immigration and refugees?
I think it was a collective effort. I think you've got to look at a sort of a West Wing within a West Wing over there. He is very close to the former Breitbart news editor and man about town, Steve Bannon. And four or five aides in the West Wing right now who share this opinion, sort of on hardline immigration opinion. During the 2014 stunning upset victory by Dave Brott over Eric Cantor, who was then House Majority Leader in a suburban Richmond, Virginia district, that group really got together. And we're talking about people like radio host Laura Ingraham and Julia Hahn from Breitbart News. So that effort, in a lot of ways, served as a launching pad for all these folks.
Well, but before that, Stephen Miller went to Duke University, came to national attention because he commented on the three white lacrosse players falsely accused of rape by a black woman. He spoke about a nation paralyzed by racial paranoia. This is what brought him to the attention of President Trump's now chief strategist, but former Breitbart head Steve Bannon. You know, so somewhat kindred spirits there. But was he a white nationalist? Because Richard Spencer, the white separatist, white nationalist, who made his name in part through Breitbart News when it was run by Bannon, says that he mentored Stephen Miller at Duke University.
Now, Miller denies that he was mentored, but he says that he had a brief association with him when they were both on the Young Conservatives Union. And, of course, what's really interesting about this is Stephen Miller was raised as a conservative-slash-reform Jew in suburban Los Angeles. So, you know, that's a little bit of a paradox. But a lot of the larger thematic positions that President Trump has and are espoused by people like Spencer on the right or this quote-unquote alt-right I think a lot of these views dovetail almost seamlessly with what Mr. Miller is doing in the West Wing with the president. Steve Bannon has likened himself over the course of the years as a Lenin-type figure who broke into the palace and took it over. But at some point in time, they're going to have to start dealing with Congress, and they're going to start having to use the presidency as a platform to cross over and get public support. Will Mr. Miller be able to make that transition? Will President Trump be able to make it with him? I think that remains to be seen.
Well, Glenn Thrush, another thing that remains to be seen, how soon it will be before he shows up on Saturday Night Live, as you did. So while we have you, we just have to ask, though, there was the skit Saturday night, Melissa McCarthy playing Press Secretary Sean Spicer, calling you out, even for your signature fedora hat. You, of course, played in the scene by SNL player Bobby Moynihan. Let's listen.
Now I'm going to open it up for questions, and I'm going to probably freak if you start asking stupid ones. Speaking of freaks and stupid ones, Glenn Thrush, New York Times. Stupid hat, go!
Stupid hat?
Look, I just wanted to know.
Look, is this homage, or is this like, are you thinking, God, it is a stupid hat?
I don't think it's a stupid hat. I have to say one thing. I've never worn a hat in the briefing room. I have to say, it's an out-of-body experience seeing yourself on a show that you've been watching since you're 8 years old. But my kids are really getting a big kick out of it, so I guess it's okay.
Glenn Thrush, White House correspondent for The New York Times. Glenn, thank you.
Thank you.